Well, hello there. This is Cameron Day coming to you from ascensionhelp.com. Thanks for tuning in. And today, this little podcast is going to give me the chance to let out a whole variety of thoughts that may not be quite ready for an article, but that I can let them out to you ahead of time or a little early, perhaps. Before I actually put these various ideas into writing. And in that way, you and I can just communicate, in a sense, a little bit deeper. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Today is the spring equinox, and hopefully you had a nice meditation. I put out a blog post about that recently, asking everyone to meditate. Focus on the future that you want to see for humanity. Because every equinox, every solstice, these are energetically charged periods of time on our planet. The negative elite know this, and they use these periods to sow discord and chaos. So it's up to us to counteract their efforts. And fortunately, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. But even so, they are very clever. They're very good at leveraging human consciousness. And so in my meditation for today, the energy was coming in very strong, very clear. Energetic connections from the sun. Mother Earth was radiating a lot of light from the core, and a lot of energy was coming in from the core of the galaxy. We also have tremendous support on fourth density from positive beings that are here to help remove what I call the infection of darkness that has plagued this planet for eons of time. And so on a personal level, I worked with these beings to help clear out several ankle biter strongholds that were underground, to take those ankle biters to the galactic core, or if they didn't want to go all the way to the core and transmute, they get to go to what I call the transition zone, which is an area where they'll be held until this planet is clear and free. And then at that point, they'll be freed to go to some planet that actually wants to experience a service to self society. And there are planets like that out there. And I can assure you, you would not want to live there. If you think things are bad on Earth, it's much worse on a planet that the planet itself has chosen to host a service to self-society. It is extremely competitive, cutthroat, ruthless, hierarchical, backstabbing, all of the worst of the worst that you see on Earth. Imagine that multiplied many times over without any of the opposing viewpoint of, hey, you know, maybe we should actually try to get along and work together instead of using force and coercion on one another. So those types of planets will be where the ankle biters that are being removed from this planet will eventually end up. Unless, of course, they choose the option to transmute and flip over to a positive polarity. Now, I also spent some time working on one of the major structures that the dark forces, or the ankle biters, which I like to call them. I do not call them archons. Please search my blog for the word archon to find out why. I won't rehash that here, but one of the major structures that's in place is essentially the slave mentality that is embedded into human consciousness. It's been put into human DNA, and then it's reinforced throughout society. Now, this structure is solidified and held in place by all of the people who believe in their enslavement, yet think that they're free. And what I mean by that is people believe that they need a government to tell them what to do. They need a government to steal from them through taxes and then use that money to start wars in other parts of the world that they didn't ask the government to do. It's not really a democracy, folks. It's a plutocracy. They're in charge and they just want you to think that you have a vote. You can vote for their candidate on the left side or their candidate on the right side, but either way, you're voting for their candidate. But people are told that they're free, so they believe that. But the reality is that they're enslaved. Other ways that people are enslaved is they're convinced that they have to do work that they don't enjoy in order to earn money so that they can pay for their home, their food, their water. When on a true service to others planet, you're born with the right to be and live on that planet. Another belief would be that it's okay to have to repay usurious interest rates on loans to banks that are owned by criminals that launder drug money every day. And yeah, these guys are criminals. There's no other word to put on what they are. That just because they're wearing $2,000 suits doesn't make them contributing members of society. They don't contribute to society, they take from society. They're parasitic. And so, all humans on Earth for a very long time have been born into multiple levels of slavery. But the bonds are mostly invisible. If you look real close, you can see the bonds, though. Now, some of these bonds are also residing in fourth density. Like I said, humans are enslaved on multiple levels, not just in third density. And so, where I do most of my work is on the fourth density level. That's the highest leverage point of creating change because the templates for third density exist on fourth density. Please excuse my squeaky chair, by the way. Now, in my meditation today, in my focus today, after I did the amount of clearing that I was able to do, then I focused on my vision for a truly free humanity. What does true freedom look like? How do we take the lessons of living as slaves for eons of time? How do we take those lessons, move forward into something better? And so my vision for humanity contains these various elements. It's not limited to them, but for starters, higher IQs, greater psychic awareness, meaning ability to perceive what's happening in fourth density around you. Being totally free from the implants and energy draining devices of the service to self, ankle biter, parasitic beings. To have a totally clean and clear fourth density environment that's only populated by service to others beings. That's a big one right there. Back in third density, to be powering our lives with some type of free energy or over unity energy, or even just really smart solar energy harvesting. To have personal power production where each individual or each home is producing its own power and doing so in harmony and balance with nature, not polluting nature. Also, for permaculture practices to be the norm for growing food. For animals to be treated kindly, humanely, and compassionately, and to be utilized to turn the deserts green again. And yeah, that's being done right now. that practice is already in use. They call it, I believe, mob herding. M-O-B, herding. And so you can look that up. I don't want to go down that particular rabbit hole. Along with all of these aspects in my vision for a free humanity is for people to get beyond the perceived need to have a government to regulate them and to regulate their lives, for people to be self-governing and truly free within themselves, and to work together with each other for common visions. Work together and share technology to have an open source civilization where information is shared, for 3D printing to be a normal part of everyday life, where your printer in your home prints out for you the various things that you might need. And for money to be a very, very tiny part of our lives, to really only be for exchange of services between individuals. Because if you can easily grow all of your own food, generate your own power, and you have a 3D printer that can print any type of device or tool that you might need, economics as we know it won't exist. So those are all factors of my vision for humanity, and yes, I do think it's possible. How long will it take? Well, nobody really knows that. And if they tell you that they do, you might want to question them a little bit more deeply. How do they know that? How do they really know? Nobody really knows. That's an important point. We can all take a wonderfully educated guesses, but ultimately, the plan for the transformation of humanity is being guided by the infinite creator, the infinite source. And it won't happen as fast as we want it to happen, because we're very impatient in our little human bodies and our short human lives. We want to see change happen now, now, now. But the universe works at its own pace. Now, an important thing, though, on the sequence of events to get us to that level of freedom. One of the things that will need to happen, at least in my perception, is that humanity as a whole will need to recognize that there are psychopaths in our midst, and that we have to identify these psychopaths and put them in mental institutions so that we can study them and really understand them. And this means, of course, that the heads of most governments, most corporations, and many of the billionaires on this planet will need to be put in these institutions, because many of them are psychopaths. Now, the definition of a psychopath, to put it very succinctly, is someone that doesn't have a conscience, that has a very limited range of emotions, that mainly they can only emotionally feel anger, hatred, rage, lust, and jealousy. They don't really have the full emotional spectrum that a normal human being has. And also they lack a conscience. They lack empathy. So they can't feel your pain when they are taking from you or harming you. The most they can feel is a sense of power over someone else, but they can't actually feel someone else's pain. They don't feel for others. Now, some psychopaths are just born that way, meaning from birth, in childhood, they were born without all of the capacities of a normal human. In addition to that, we have sociopaths, which are usually abused as children into taking on psychopathic behavior patterns. So they learn that empathy is a weakness and that conscience doesn't get them anywhere. They learn that they have to be stronger and smarter than others and manipulate others in order to be safe. So the sociopath is a result almost all the time of horrendous parenting, of abusive parenting. And so until we recognize that there are psychopaths and sociopaths that look just like a normal person and can act like a normal person, and until we remove them from their positions of power, the world will continue to flail about in chaos and disarray. But once we do recognize them for what they are, begin to study them and come up with brain scans to be able to determine, yes, this person is a born psychopath, or this person was abused into being a sociopath and subsequently became a murderer or a rapist or whatever, they're not going to get better, at least not yet. We don't have technology that can fix these people yet. One day, hopefully, we will. And that's, I think, a worthy goal to pursue. Fixing broken humans. Absolutely worthy goal. But coming back to that sense of enslavement that I mentioned that's programmed in human beings, another aspect of that is that need for an authority figure that's heavily programmed into humanity. The need for a wise, charismatic leader to guide us in our lives, to lead the way forward. And this need for the authority figure is abused and used by the psychopaths to further their agendas. So once this is all recognized and people jettison the need for an authority and realize that they are their own best authority, that they can govern themselves, once that occurs, and once the importance of kind, compassionate parenting and true education of children is impressed upon everyone, every aspiring parent is helped to learn how to deal with children in a way that doesn't traumatize them. Once you get all of that in place, then within a couple of generations, we can have all of that stuff and that vision for humanity. Once there are no more traumatized children growing up into sociopaths, then all we'll have to deal with are the few people that are actually born as psychopaths. And when we can identify them, well, we can also find a way to guide them into something productive rather than into destructive behavior. And so I get lots of questions via email, and I do my best to respond to them. I can't always answer them. So if you sent me questions and I haven't answered, I do apologize. Sometimes, you know, I mean to, and I put emails off to the side to get to them later, and then I end up not getting to them, and so I just kind of have to let them go after a couple of weeks have passed. But one question that I got recently that I think is important to address here. A woman wrote to me, and she said basically that she's been coming across articles and videos saying that, oh, the big event's going to be on March 21st. And she's wondering if that's really the end date of the 26,000 year cycle. And what does that mean for us in the here and now? She's wondering what the shift, what she put it here is 5D. What it'll look like? Will there be some disaster or something like that? And I think this is really important to address because it's playing on several of our built-in programs. One is, of course, again, that need for an authority figure. The other one is that we, on some level, know that we're enslaved and we want out of that enslavement. We want to break out into a higher density and live in that higher density state and be free. And I don't know everything, and I'll be the first to admit that the more that I learn, the more that I understand about the universe and creation and the source, the more I realize how little it's even possible to know. Yes, I have dipped my little teacup into the ocean of infinite self, but it's still just a teacup worth of understanding. And I can drink only one cup at a time from that infinite ocean of water. So I can only understand what I understand. Now, with that caveat said, the way I see it, the plan that my allies and I have is for humanity to have a very long, bright future right here in third density. Because the planet is on board for that. There's been lots of ideas bandied about how to free humanity. One of them was, well, just, you know, wipe the slate clean, start over again, get every soul out of here, completely just annihilate all of the service to self grids in fourth density, remove everyone from third density, give them a bit of rehabilitation time, and start them over again on some other planet, probably. But that's only one perspective, and I don't think that's the way to go. Neither do a lot of other beings on other densities. That's why we're engaging this plan to have light workers incarnate and work on these negative fourth density structures to dismantle them and to, as quickly but smoothly as possible, show humanity where it's been enslaved so that it can be unconquerable in the future, unenslavable in the future. And so ascended consciousness, right here in third density, as it spreads and expands, that's what's going to allow the bulk of humanity to embody the wisdom of their higher self, to radiate that wisdom and to live from that inner guidance, that inner knowledge. Also to be able to interact with and perceive fourth density. Humanity is supposed to have that ability. And so we'll use that level of wisdom from our higher selves and from our fourth density awareness to heal our societies, to heal the planet. And so my advice is to ignore the Ashtars out there. And I don't mean to pick on anyone in particular. And I apologize if your favorite channel is channeling Ashtar, but supposedly lots of people are channeling that dude. But ignore, please ignore, I urge you to ignore the people that are always dangling that little carrot of, oh, you're almost out of the hell of third density. It'll be next month. Oh, wait, well, next month came and went, but you know what? In 3 more months, it's going to be the date. And then 3 more months comes, and, well, you know what? It's actually just pushed out just a little bit. Forget about trying to bust out of this density and focus instead of busting out of the mentality of a slave. break all of those invisible chains one by one and live your life in a way that gives other people the permission to do the same thing. Because in my estimation, the end of this cycle means the end of the old paradigm of darkness and enslavement is crumbling away, and we're watching it crumble right now. And in its place, true freedom is going to emerge as our natural way of life. It's how we were meant to live, is to be free, to be in harmony with nature, to be tuned into our higher selves and have awareness of fourth density so that we can't be duped and enslaved by any fourth density intelligences. And also to serve as stewards to what I call the candidate souls that are grown from the planet. Now that's a whole topic in and of itself. You can again look on my blog for, just search for the word soulless. There's an article with the title of Are There Soulless Beings in Human Society? But just to put it in a nutshell, the journey of consciousness is to go from infinite awareness down into the universe of form, all the way down into infinite, or not infinite, but let's say total immersion in density, and then to gradually rise up the density ladder higher and higher, gaining experiences throughout incarnations, throughout your journey from one density to the next, until you go back to that infinite self and to merge back into it, carrying with you all of the experiences and knowledge gained from those lifetimes. And so each planet is a generator of souls. Each planet is generating new candidate souls, third density beings that will eventually move on to fourth density and fifth density and so on until they're ready to merge back into the infinite oneness. And so it's up to the more, let's say, progressed on that journey souls to guide the candidate souls. These are the newer souls. Some people call them new souls. It's up to the more established souls to guide the candidate souls, to help them and teach them and to enable them to flourish back into, or I shouldn't say back into, but to become their higher self. Now, I'm going to wrap things up here real quick. Well, maybe not quick. Quick isn't my style, but I want to return briefly to the current world status and the importance of removing the psychopaths and the sociopaths from all positions of power. Because these people have been hoarding ancient knowledge and using it for their nefarious purposes. And they generate problems so that we are in a state of reaction. And you've heard it before, problem, reaction, solution. So notice how the news about the Cyprus bank run, or actually the theft of funds from the people of Cyprus, removing anywhere from 6 to 10% of the money from their bank account in order to pay for their bank bailout. Notice how that news hit just a few days before this equinox. That's one of their tactics that these beings use, these service to self humans are using to manipulate society into being in that reaction mode during these key energetic times. And you're not able to create from your true self when you're in a reaction mode. That's the point of creating problems, to put you into that mode of reaction. That's why they do it. This is also the 10-year anniversary of the invasion of the United States military of Iraq. And that was also launched just before the equinox. In fact, the major bombing might have begun right on the equinox. Another example, 9/11 was done just before, maybe 9-10 days before the fall equinox of 2001. Again, putting us into reaction mode. Another example is Sandy Hook, was done shortly before the winter solstice of 2012. And I'm sure there are many more examples. These just are what are coming to mind at the moment. But the point being is that these psychopaths that are pulling the levers of power are attempting to distract us. So we need to stay focused, especially during equinoxes and solstices, so that we can counter that manipulation that they're doing. Now, on a very positive note, it seems to me that the negative forces are getting a little desperate. They're pushing really hard. And maybe it's because of all of the hard work that lightworkers are doing to clean up fourth density that they are losing their extra density power source that has fed them for so long. You see, they have a symbiotic relationship with the Inkobiters. They are subservient, but they also receive certain gifts, certain power from them as well. And so that fourth density structure is being dismantled. And that may be one reason why they seem to be so desperate to take everything they can possibly take, to reveal and expose themselves, or at least to risk doing so through some of their over-the-top tactics. And so, yeah, we're making a difference. But remember, it's a process. It's not going to be a light switch of ascension where, bam, you're suddenly portaled out of a third density and now you're in fifth density. Well, most of those people say that's fifth dimension. They don't like the density idea because it's a little too scientific sounding, perhaps. But fourth density, if you're in a positive zone with positive beings, is quite nice. It doesn't have to be like the lower astral realms around Earth typically have been. But eventually those will be cleaned up. And that's the ultimate thing that I want to leave you with here, is this cleanup job will be done. All of those ideas to scrub humanity and start them over somewhere else, those are being, let's say, rendered obsolete. There's another way to do it, and we're getting it done. Fourth density is way better than it's been in who knows how long. I don't know how long. A long time, though, I'll tell you that. It's actually safe to wander around fourth density while you're in the dream state or the sleep state. Not all parts. There's still lots of bad neighborhoods, but there are areas that are actually populated by positive beings in fourth density right here on Earth. And eventually, that will be the entirety of the population. positive beings. So I'd like you to give some thought to what kind of future that you would like to see for yourself, for all of humanity. And I would urge you to focus on freedom. Freedom for yourself, freedom for everyone. And think about what it really means to be free. What does it mean to be self-governing? How do you live from that point of inner freedom? How do you do that right now? That's my desire for you, is to be free. To be free and empowered. And so, on this Equinox Day, I thank you for listening. I thank you for choosing freedom, for working towards freedom, for working towards positive change. Sending you much love, much gratitude. Talk to you later.